Dick Butkus was a two-time All-American at Illinois, but Butkus never imagined his hometown team calling his name on draft day.
It's been a long time, man.
Yes, it has.
Where have you been?
Edge water.
You're always on the edge of the water, Lou.
Yes.
So you didn't go to draft town, did you?
No, I did not.
You missed your opportunity to take that picture with that New York Giants running guy.
Oh, wow.
They had these bodies set up.
Kiki Barber?
Huh?
Did they have Kiki Barber?
I think Kiki was there. He's always there. So, but I thought we would do a segment, Lou, where we go over the Bears picks and say if he's a baller or a buster.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Do I have a choice?
No. All right.
Okay, I'll do it.
Round one, Lou, was Leonard Floyd. He's a linebacker from Georgia. Will he be a baller or a buster?
Baller.
Round two, Cody Whitehair, offensive guard, Kansas State.
Baller.
Definitely a baller. Kyle Long was all over that guy. He loves him. Round three, Jonathan Bullard, defensive end, Florida.
Bust.
Baller.
Bust.
I see where this is leading.
Jail.
Round four, Nick Kowalkowski, a good old Grabowski linebacker from West Virginia. What's your call on that?
Keep him. Hall of Famer.
Baller. Round four, Lou, one of my favorite names, Deion Bush. He's a safety from Miami. What's your call on that?
Oh, God, one can only hope he's a gamer. One can only hope. God, we need help in that secondary.
We need Bush. Baller. All right. Round four, DeAndre Hall, safety, Northern Iowa. They're going for that secondary, Lou.
Same thing. We need him. I got to. Cross my fingers and hope.
Got to go baller there as well, Lou. Okay, round five, Lou. Jordan Howard, running back, Indiana University, a Hoosier, Lou. He's a baller already. Go ahead.
Yes, he is. See, how can you say no to a Hoosier?
All right.
Hoosier running back?
Hoosier running back? It's Jordan Howard. That was a good one, Lou. All right, round six, Lou, DeAndre Houston Carson. He has a hybrid name there. He's a safety from William & Mary. They're throwing out anybody, baby.
No, he's not going to make it. Too long a name.
I say baller. And finally, Lou, round seven. This was pick number 230, Daniel Braverman, wide receiver, Western Michigan.
Oh, a Macker. Baller.
I say busta on that because we have great wide receivers. He ain't going to make it through.
Oh, no.
Lou, here's your bonus first round pick for the New York Football Giants. Eli Apple, another Eli. He's the cornerback from Ohio State. Lou?
Gamer.
I say busta. Woo! That was good, Lou. Good segment. Hello?
I'm here.
All right. You didn't agree with me. That was a good segment.
Oh.
We're done with baller and like buster, him. All right?
He's a baller. He's not a baller. He's a buster.
I said he was a buster. All right. Have you seen the coach lately, Mike Ditka? He's got a nice beard working. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. You think that will help his reputation?
I don't know. It's going to be tough for him to get the pork chop juice out of that beard.
Nothing like pork chop juice in the beard to set your appetite wetting.
That's true. And to attract the pigeons.
Have you ever had a beard, Lou?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You've had facial hair in your life. That's pretty cool.
In ZZ Top fashion.
Really?
Yes.
You gotta provide a picture of that. I don't believe you.
Okay.
Lou, I detect you're a little low key. What's
going on? No.
Right. Did you happen to get to a sandwich at all in the intervening 3 weeks since our last podcast?
Primo Italiano on Clark Street.
Ding, 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 ding. So what'd you get, baby?
Oh, just the Italian cold cut sandwich.
Nice.
Fantastic. Great chardonnay, great bread.
Is there a tomato on that, Lou?
Not for me, but there are. They do offer them.
All right. So you get it.
I'm strictly meat and bread guy.
All right. Well, you got the jardiniere. That's your veggie.
Well, that comes with the meat.
What are they combining meat-wise on that one?
Red.
What
mostly red meat. No turkey-based products.
It's all beef.
You know, you got your salam, your capicola.
Naturally.
Your mortadella. Your mozzarella.
All right. With some provolone?
I'm more of a mozzarella guy, not the provolone.
Very good. They don't heat that, do they? That's cold, right?
It is cold. All right.
All right. Lou, there's nothing like a sandwich review from Lou. That makes that I get to use the theme song, so that's always fun. You ready for your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all ears.
Personally, for you, when it comes to getting the first base, are you a baller or a buster, Lou?
Oh, I'm definitely a baller. I never got to first base on a hit, but I did walk a lot.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding Sunday. I hope to see you today for Chicago baseball and hot diggity dogs.
All right.
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Drafty Drawers Service. When you feel a breeze, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou drafts you.